Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 100. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 100 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. This short psalm was written to teach God's people how to give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Verses 1 through 2 and verse 4 are commands, calling the people of God to shout, not just sing, with joy, gladness, thanksgiving, and praise. These are commands because we need His command to overcome our fears. It can be scary to shout, but children are not afraid to shout, they want to be heard. Verse 3 reminds us who we are His people, He is our Creator, and we are the sheep He loves. When we remember who we are and who we belong to, we can sing boldly, shouting for joy. Verse 5 reminds us who God is. He is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We give thanksgiving by remembering who God is, who we are, and obeying His command to praise with joy. This short psalm can be a big challenge. Do you sing for joy? Do you shout? Those are biblical commands. Can you enter His house focused on the resurrection of Jesus, full of joy and gladness? God knows our pain. He embraced our pain and suffered for us, yet this psalm still calls on us to remember all God has done and to be thankful and joyful. Gratitude changes our attitude, and that changes everything about our lives. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How do you need to grow in your worship? Which area needs the most work? Realizing who you are, recognizing who God is, or obeying the commands to worship. We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.